It's like a mission. Maitzi Zelish Zabim. Maitzi Mzabim Mzabim. Kashi, Klaimer. Ainer Shari Lash Haisei Shom. Elzem Maitzi Aymen Arafes, there's Rabim. And I saw Ye Mzum Lissan Lissada Lugin Lizabim. Can't leave it around. Ain Shari and Tit, which is Rabim. Vein Leibnin Leveinim. Have a Goyvlin Tipishes Rabbim. Have Loy Levein. Ain't Sharon Tit. Mekayim Rishesh Sharon Eisen Yomim Rabbim. Sob Mokim Echad. You can't soak the Tit. Which is Rabbim. Vein Leibnin Leveinim. You can't make bricks. Vishamash Eisen Liavshon. Shashtech HaTit. Vekarka Chalaka. You have, you leave the cement, the thickness of the brick they want. I'm sorry, a big, large section of cement. You have this big slab of cement, you cut chalitzim, and then you eventually break them up. So you can't do that. You know, you need a nice, big, flat area. Nothing bad in Shizrabim. You can't do that in Shizrabim. But you can make the tit in Shizrabim. Losses miyabin. You want to mix your cement in the street if you're going to use it right away for your binyan. But Avloy Leveinim, you know, we just say in Leibn Leveinim. And then Farshim say it means, you know, you're gonna use the bricks right away. It's not like you're use the bricks right away. Still, because you can make the tit and shrabim to use right away, you can't make the bricks. Even you're gonna use them right away. Habayne b'shisrabim, hamede vanim maybe v'habayne bayne. So habayne bayne mekabel miyada maybe. So if you're building something there, maybe they're right next to Shrabim, so you ought to have the stuff delivered, but you have to use it right away. And his guy, it's not going to get it, because like when they have a building site, you know, the truck delivers a load of bricks, a load of the Yerushalayim stones, or a load of who knows what, cement, right? And they just leave in the street, right? With this Mishnah, it's a problem. The guys are from Kablan. It's not a problem. Unless you say, since that's the minute, so it changes, but...
It's not Shizram.
It's Ma'isim Cholyan. What?
It's not Shizram.
What's not Shizram? First of all, the Shizram that we're talking about here, Mislam, is not the Shizram of Shabbos. It's Mechleikis, where these 600,000 people are not, or 16 Amis. Tumar Shizram means it's a public thoroughfare. It's a public property. It's a place where people go. It's not your private property. So therefore, the whole idea is that you stare in the Shisrabim. So what's the difference? Probably in Shabbos is Shisrabim or not. It's totally irrelevant. Now, I'd be curious to have a person talk about this. The same thing's changed. Anyway, Mimhizik, Mishalem Hashizik. So Yulada, we give you through Mizman Rish Rabbim, Ainim Chayim Minizakin. So Yulada, you know, leave your stuff there for 30 days. And also Rashi says, you're also not chayiv if something happens. Lemas this is like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Yehuda Aimer, Bishas Etzaz Volim. Other mites is volish rab, and it's over called Shloshim Yaim. Kadesh, Nisha, Brag, Adam, Rag, Behema. You lie to put the zevil out. People walk in it, animals walk in it. Makes the zevil, you know, good worked out well. Sounds geschmack. Anyway, and you lie to do that. Every 30 days, I pile it up again, and it gets stepped on again. Tamnasken, Hilchishua, Israel, Azaretz. That was the Tanai in Yerusha Zaretz. That you're allowed to do this. The Gemara filled him Yehuda. My Yehuda, Shem Hizik, Chayev L'Shalem. My Yehuda, Masnis, and Nami, Eitz, Tay, V'Kamar. Shlai, Chayev, and Niskas. The Mishnah says, Hamaitz, Zevel, Shterabim, Hamaitz, Maitz, and Mazal, Mazal, you could, you know, put it Shteram, but it has to be taken right away to the field. Mishnah is telling you Allah that it's asr for you to do that, to leave it there. It means you're just going to be liable, like Mishnah and then the Sefer Mishnah said, Vimhizik Mishalim Mashizik. So even though inside you're allowed to, Yeshua's mat, you do it, but still you have responsibility. If something happens, you're chayav for the damages. So if Mishnah is telling you Neitza not to do it because it just might not be worth it. But Tanan.
According to that, it's fine.
What?
According to that, it's fine.
No, because that. Why is it fine? It says a maskin hilchashuas haaretz. Doesn't say you allowed to do whatever the heck you want, and as long as he's going to pay for the hezek. That's not what it says. It says Yeshua gave Eretz Yisrael b'tnai that you allowed to be mezabel zvol. Doesn't say you could just take over the street.
That's only mezabel zvol.
That's what it says. I don't know if you're right. Take me to take whatever you want. But Tanan, Moed Reb Yehuda, B'ner Chanech Rishu Potter, B'nei Shoyes Rishus, the Krashi, Gabi, V'ayni Chem, B'nei Nim Nechor, Zav, Adom Avu, Tom Pishtam, B'dolko, Ham B'ner, V'hid Lugas Habira, so it says over there, the Chem Nizchai, because he had his fire outside there, it says B'ner Chanech, he says, Yehuda Potter, Zayes Rishus, Ma'la Rishus Bezdin, and therefore, we see the Grashi Alma Chomid Diabol Rabbanim Rishusa and Mizik Potter. Loi Rishus the Mitzvah. The only Heter is all, the only Potter is Rishus of the Mitzvah. Atanya Kolei Shalom Matirin Kolei Shalom Mutarim Lekalk Mishrabim Mizik Chayiv L'Shalim Yehuda Potter. Oh, so he sees a grashi. Kol oisam ezakin shenos chama leim shus. Bamu mutal mukal mishrabim. Ulashlichu lisham gugain tzadzvan b'yuda. Gugain poiskin b'vaysein. V'garfin marasein. V'vaysein hakshamim. The mishus kav di b'bav kama. You're allowed to open up your sewage b'vaysein. Whatever. So you're allowed to let things run into the street. It says you're potter. If you're allowed to do it, you're potter. El Machmarat Masiz Lake of Yehuda. And Chanami, if our mission it says that it's awesome. Kafir Yehuda, you can't say that if you're Yehuda, it's mutter do it be chayiv. And the mission only eats type of kamashalom. Yehuda says if you're mutter do it, you're potter. You have a heter. It's not just Nerchanaka. It's all anything you did be heter. That's part of the heter is if something damaged, you're potter. So El Mai, our Mishnah, can't go like Rabbi Yehuda. And according to the mission holds it's awesome. I'm a bayit. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Kulu, Sirilu, Kol Mokam, Shinasu, Lacham, Meshus, Vehizig, Pad, Rabbi Yehuda, the Marim. Shimon Lassan, Shimon Lomer. Ach Mesachim, it's Malach, Bafnei, Shalash, Miyayim. In our mission, the Rashi, Vekoya, Tanakama. Domrim, Hizig, Meshalim. Ukam, Malay, Ihu, Ach, Meshalash, Miyayim, Kayin, Lachain, Misakin u'Potter. The truth of the matter is, now I at least understand where Rashi and Mishnah got it from. The Rashi Misakin Mizman, which is Rabbin, the Enichai ben Zakim. I really didn't understand, to tell you the truth, where Rashi saw in the Mishnah that you're actually Potter. It's true, he's going, the Tana, the Kama did say, in his Akhayiv, but he also said, you know, I'll keep the stuff there. You have to keep, you know, you're bringing the stones right away. You know, you put it on the building. So maybe just coming to argue that. So now I see where Rashi got it from, because the Gemara's move were like that. The Gemara says he holds that Hizik Potter. So I don't know how the Gemara knew that. All he says was, you're allowed to do it. I know that, but maybe he agrees that they have it if you Potter. No. You have the Chai. So, Rav Shimon Nisnan, Hayim Amidoi, Baliyah, Sarach shehei tachta maziva shleishet tvachim ubekira tefa hamhizik mshal mash hizik shemunaymer nemer kol shemalal el shemhizik pat mshal the krashi. Well, the mission of a babasa shleach b'leach b'leyam but all the time in b'sechem bayis Elim kain yesh al gabov cholo goyve dal ramas mipi hatanur laliyah. It has to be 4 ames between the tanner and the roof. We worry about a fire. The thickness of the floor must, the maziva, the cement part of the floor, not the beams in the bottom, but the cement part, has to be at least 3 tefachim again to protect. There should be a buffer between the heat and the boards in the bottom. Vakira, shein hezek shavagadlos. Then only needs a tefach maziva yitachta, but. All that, even after all that, you took all those precautions. If a fire broke out, you chayiv. Shadol kabayis v'hidlikas v'sviva, you chayiv. Shimon says, "Fakert." The whole point in giving these precautions, giving these shiurim, is if you follow these guidelines, then you're going to be pater. Then you're considered a nightness, you're pater. So again, so here we see Shimon knows that if it was b'shus, then you're pater. Tanar ban nachatzav, shemasa listus, but lusatus. Hasatas chayiv. Zakrashi. Satas. Chatzav. He's the guy that chaytzes the Edmund Ahar. Welcome to Chibur. He cuts the stones out of the mountain, the quarry. The Satas is the guy that smooths them out. The Chamar is the guy that carries it. Rashi, the Chamar is nice in the Ahar. She sits Hasatas Shom. So you smooth it out right there in the quarry. And then the Chamer gives it over to the guy that carries it, the Meshit Lebanoi. He gives it to the builder.
Who's the
Kesef? It's the
Chatzah
Shemassel L'Satah. Satah's Chayiv. Satah's Shemassel, and the guy knows that something happened, it's damaged. Satah's Shemassel Chamer, a Chamer Chayiv. And the wagon driver's Chayiv. Fell out. What's that? Chamer Shemassel L'Katev. The wagon driver gave it to the guy that carries it from the wagon to the building site. And Akata, and then it dropped and damaged. Akata chayv. Akata shemasal abanoi. Abanoi chayv. Abanoi shemasal adrichal. Adrichal chayv. Who's adrichal? He's the chief guy over there. He's the professional. Shemadakti by nachas edmon. Tzadil al mashav. Vashav shalai tamish. Lai satev. Lai teber. Let us chutz l'dimus. He's the last guy. He makes sure that it's straight. And make sure that it doesn't stick out, so I guess that the wall shouldn't fall down. Menich Evan Al Hadimu Al Dimus, then Vezika Kula Chayav Nashalim. Rashi. Chayav Zeshay B'Yodai Chayav B'Niska in Tifel M'Yodai. Okay, so the Matumah the whole time, every step of the way, there's Chayav, meaning if it fell out of his hand, and obviously all he's chayiv. The guy who gave it to him has nothing to do with that. Or the shover he chayiv the shalom if it broke. Avgav the kmina lahol kamon kablanos kulan shutim mamlacha and chayiv al nisha haisa b'sur loy kim kai chay who and as mudalala he's the one that did it. Kalech the misrami it's not other mudalala bin shayiv meza and jrasim nachum kam pesach spasa chayiv al shayiv meza and jrasim. But we put the Evan already on the row of bricks and it fell down, then everyone's chayiv. Tana Achron Rashi, the Gemara chayiv kum pturim kash kam b'sliyos kam b'kablan. It's Rashi. Kulan elish harishutim b'mlach achas and shenich Evan aldimus yishura binyan the nafla v'zik ha'il v'lav kaychay da'adrichal hu shalach shenich nafla. So it's not like it didn't fall from his hand, it was his kayach. Leg l'chivim shem giri delay. Kulan chayav n'yachad, shakulan shutim b'davar, v'aleim amloch alasayis, v'kiv l'achrayis, ha'nezek yachad.
Let me just say grama from the adrichal. Why isn't it a grama from the adrichal?
Who's the grama zok in his pater?
I thought it was chayav.
What?
I thought it was the adrichal.
The Gomer Zokin, maybe it's Chayla Zay Shemayim, that might be when he's Mechav El Hazik.
That's what Rashi's saying, do you do that, right?
What?
That's what Rashi's saying, like, Lechayla Shemayim, do you do that?
It's not Gir Delay.
Right, so you can't do Chayla, and that's Chayla.
Same. Well, but Tanya Akron Chayla, Vajikhal Shemayim, Bishchiro, Zakron Chayla, Kablon, Zkul Chayla. Hech lenap nafla miyad echamem nalkun lishmar shetem yishev es yafa. So now, so why talk is he chayev as Brahma? Why is anyone chayev? Chayev al tzman b'na mazik. Why is he chayev?
Because they're pshi and the shmir. Alkul and lishmar shetem yishev es yafa.
Okay, so what's the chiz?
Pshia.
She is chayev for what? Well, what? Which mazik is it?
Ish.
Ish. Shimer. Huh? Shimer? Huh? They're not a Shimer. Akul Lishmar. Shatem Yishev Es Yafa. I don't think it means Lishmar, meaning you're Shimer. It means Lishmar to watch, to make sure that it's done properly. If it wasn't done properly, so what's a Mechayev? Ish? It belongs to them. So you have a upper garden and lower garden, meaning let's say it's on a mountain where there's like a wall between them. Here's the upper garden, here's the lower garden, and just it's like a step. So, and on the side wall, there's stuff growing out sideways. Question is, who does it belong to? Rudy says, "Meses Elgar." Rudy says, "Tachan Meir Mirza Elgar and Nikach Zafrei and Kanyerik." So the Elgar's got a taina that I could just dig away at my dirt, and it won't be growing out from the side if not for me. Rameya says, he should get it. He could also fill up his garden, and that would make it impossible to grow stuff in the side wall. So Rameya says, okay, bottom line, each one has a tiny, they could destroy it, fine, legitimately. Now, bottom line, so inside that, that's not a reason to give it to them. So how are we going to be down the shire? Let's be down the shire objectively. Let's see where it's growing from. It's growing from. And Rashi says, let's see Rashi. So, a year ago in time, this keep us a guy, which is a guy, mezu, ye, shuma, b'solim. Amr Bshim, Kol She Elyon Yachol Lifshayt Es Yod Be'Vlital Reu Shalai Vashar Shal Tachta. The stuff that he could reach from his position on top, he gets to keep. Everything else belongs to Tachta. Here's the Shalom Rishayim. Who does he hold like? Does he hold like a mayor? Or does he hold like a Yehuda? Rashi says, The Elyon Hu Gufei Afkur Mafgilu. So Rashi says essentially, Reb Shimon Biker holds like the mayor. Narvas, so there's stuff that he could just bend over and get that he wants. The stuff that he has to, you know, beg the guy to he has to go into the guy's gina to get it, it's pasnished every time he has to do it, if he's Michael. The other Rishonim say, Punkva carrot. The Betzim he holds like a Yehuda. That's the Tachtan. This I don't really understand. They're bound Rashi, they all argue Rashi. They say that Fakir, the Tachtan is Meichel, the Elyon, and the stuff that he could reach. I don't know why. Why should we Meichel him? It's because he could reach it. But like, if the Betzim belongs to the Tachtan, why should we be about it? I can hear Rashi's Svara, because what he could reach, it's accessible, so he's willing to make the effort. But they have to go down to, hey, he's not interested, he's Meichel. Well, why should the Tachna be Meichel Elyon? That I'm not really sure. Amarov, Bikri Kulam Le Pligi, the Elyon Habit. He Pligi Menoif, Meisav Shadi Noif Bazikroi, Meisav Lemi Shadi Noif Bazikroi. Rashi. Bikri, Shosha Yerik. The noifai, fishain tluim by virsh tachna and pligibu. So what comes out from the shroshim, that everyone holds the alien gets. All shaleh, what comes out from the branches that are sticking, what grows out from the branches, who gets that? Do you say shadamai vas ikrei, and therefore the alien will get it or not? Sanya, the gates in the geza, umin ashroshim, are shabal karka. If you're a mayor, Zaymer, Mina Geza, Shabal Elon, Mina Shroshim, Shabal Karka.
Geza are branches?
Geza are branches. Look, Rashi. What?
This is a trunk.
I'm sorry, Geza, you know, Geza is a trunk.
Trunk.
It's
a tree trunk.
The night for the Rashi, this ain't plenty of my name. Elon Yates and Mina Geza. Let's think about that. Fine, so saying over here, if it grows from the Gezim and the Shroshim, amongst the Baal Karka, if it grows, he's the Mechal between the Geza and the Shroshim. The trunk already belongs to the Baal Elon. Rashi. Tanang, Nam Gabir Arlok, Yehai Gavna. Elon, the Yates, and the Geza. So that's Minagez Narimei Sava Shadi Noifei Basa Ikrei, and therefore we say that it's like it's coming from the ground. So therefore, you bought an Elon, you didn't buy the ground. The ground still belongs to the Baal Karka. Therefore, he gets all the new trees that grow belong to him. Basa Mefarash My Geza My Shroshim Geza Kol Sharoi in Pnei Chama. Whatever is outside sees the sun. Shroshim shein royim pnei echam. Rabkav v'shvach noif elyon v'bal ilon. Yitani hasam agdilu l'yishveh hasam hu dadait noch inochash. Kol zman shei roi lasas pri yei v'karka v'yisa anof v'peri. Ilon achar. Oilam v'nageza ilon achrini. So there's a difference between the fruits that grow that avadi gets. That was the deal. You don't say Shadi Naif Mazikra and he doesn't get the fruits. That was the whole point. The whole point is get the fruits. But a new tree that grows out of the roots or the branch is something else. So Chayiv Arlo, Garsimu Ameir, the Elon Hulatzmai is considered a new tree. The Geza, Samachal Karka, Besashashashal Karku, Afgav, the Loy Ma'ara Mamish Yonit, Shadi Naif Mazikra. So the tree trunk has a din of its tzarich shloisha tekarik zayi karika, and therefore it's considered a new tree. We don't look at it as a branch of the old tree. We look at it kasholinayf b'seikroi, so it's kihil in the ground itself. So we look at it as a new tree. It's a new tree, and it's got to start counting again the years of Earl over again. Mutsricha. He says no. He's mechalik between the shroshim and the branch. The same shayla. Whether you say shadinayif basikra or not. Same machlokes. Both lenyan chayshim mishpat. Who gets it? And also lenyan arla. But the gemara is why need double machlokes. Mutsricha. Yesh min kamaisa. Balkam Rav Yehuda. Mishum dimemayna. Avo Gabi Arlo the Surah ain't my little mayor. Maybe he's masking with a little machmir linyan Isser. The Machmer and Yisser, that's considered new tree. Vietnam Baha, Balkam Rameir, that is Machmer by Arla. Maybe like Mamma is Mari Terbiuda. Kamash Malak. Shimon, I'm Kosh El Yachel Isher. I'm Yavianai. Mubachla Ye Ones. Rashi. No Rashi. Meaning, I guess he can't, what's called, that he can reach it. Meaning, he can reach it easily. Not that he has to, like, you know, put himself in danger of, you know, falling down. Boyer of Anon, Mitem Rav Yirman, Megil Lenoifoi, Vein Megil Ikroi, Megil Ikroi, Vein Megil Lenoifoi, 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 and he could reach the main tree, whatever it is, this thing, this plant, and he can't reach the branches. Or the opposite, it's growing up, it can reach the branch, it can't reach the tree. What's the din?
So I take it. Now you can pluck it or not, no?
Maybe that's why Hashem doesn't disagree. I was wondering about that. You're right, it's a good time. The Rashi, that's totally, you know, what you can get at, the rest of your Michael, so the who cares? So, best of you have the same problem with Hashem also. Well, they make it better. Whatever. I'm Ephraim Safar Talmid Shav Bishlokish. Mishum Bishlokish. Halacha Kerb Shimon. Mukamed Shav Malka. Mulahu Apiri Nimte Rav Shimon. Rash Kamed Shav Malka. Nidir Shav Malka Mamish. Shad is this the king? Melch Parasai. They were called Shav Malka. Baki Bidinim. Rulah Hadir Rav Shimon. Masiz Kamed Kals. Avam Apiri Nimte Rav Shimon. Mikabo chain may tunnel, Dovrazet. Is where the Shvach gets. What?
What's chain may tunnel?
We'll get a compliment. Yeah. This dami, Rishal Malka Shmuel, the Bechamaduk, the Karle Hachi, Ben Yushiv, but the Maya Mua. Shmuel's the big bucky, right? They're telling Mishnah, you know the Mishnah. Ilahad the Ephraim Safra, that Halakar Bshimin, Ilamir Shlakish Halakar Bshimin, Shmuel Mila Kim and Medina, the Nukas of Bshimin, Adasham Shmei the Bshlakish, like, what are we being Machadish Shmuel? Alamai must mean the actual king.
That's Rashi.
What?
That's Russian.
Ah, period in Chen Shalom.
Zakir
Kideger. Zakir Kideger. Plug his ration and ban. Look at their aim.